Jefferson West Locker Room Chat continues here tonight on KNCA 103.9 FM. Brandon Savin joined by now boys basketball coach, that is Joe Smith. And Tigers playing much better basketball here as of late. And we'll start, Coach, really finishing off the Valley Falls midseason tournament last week. Three games, you go 2-1, you finish in third, a couple of wins over ACCHS, and then the one loss in pool play to Jefferson County North. That was a 7-point game, 50-43, but team's playing some pretty good basketball right now and showing this past week at Valley Falls.
Yeah, we're starting to click and starting to miss and starting to, you know, kind of do some things right. I think in our last four games, we've gotten three of our last four, which is is good. And our guys always play a little bit better and with a little bit more confidence when we're winning games. So we're starting to move in the right direction and kind of been preaching to guys that this is kind of, you know, the time where teams typically, you know, want to start playing their best basketball. So we're kind of, like I said, moving in the right direction at the right time.
And you started that tournament with that win over ACCHS. It was a little bit more low scoring, 45-37. Then you take that loss to JCN, and then you get ACCHS once again. This one's a little bit more high scoring, 71-66. Just how impressed were you with your team's ability to knock off a very good ACCHS two times in a row?
Really refreshing to see. And that team is a really good team, a really, really good team. And I told our guys, you know, going into it the first time we played them, you know, that I think they were 8-2, I think, when we played them the first time. And showed them some stuff on film that they do. And they came out, and like I said, we played well right from the beginning of the game the first time we played them. And the second time, the message was kind of the same. You know, this team is, one, they're a lot better than they played when we played them on that Monday. And two, I told my guys to, you know, just expect them to come out, pissed off that we beat them that first game. So we responded, and like I told you the last time we talked, both games we had leads, and, you know, they kept fighting. ACCHS kept fighting and cut the game and made it closer. So I'm liking the fact that we're pulling our wins, but I'm also liking that, like I said, we're getting some real in-game experience that you can't duplicate in practice. So I think we were up 17 this third place game, and, you know, they cut it to, I want to say, 8 in the fourth quarter. So I'm just getting some in-game practice and on how to finish out games and close games.
Playing good basketball for sure, and winners of three of your last four, and it's not going to get any easier as you come out of this midseason tournament. You've had a couple extra days of practice, no game Tuesday, but you're back to it Friday. At home against a very good Atchison team, a top five team in Class 4A. They actually won the Thunder Classic, which was hosted by Nemaha Central this past week. They got some really good athletes and good players. You know, what really stands out about Atchison and the non-league game that you got with them on Friday?
I've been kind of diving into them the last couple of days. And, you know, they like you said, super athletic, and they get out and they push and they try to play fast. And defensively, they try to get you sped up and, you know, try to get you turning the ball over so that they can get out and play fast. So they kind of, try to let their defense dictate their offense, really. And I haven't seen them much in the half court. But like I said, a lot of their stuff is their defense dictating their offense. So we're definitely going to have to take care of the basketball and not try to, you know, turn that game into a track meet, because that's how they want you to play.
Jefferson West boys basketball coach Joe Smith joining us. Great stuff at the midseason tournament at Valley Falls. They go 2-1. They get third place, a couple of wins over ACCHS and a loss to JCM, but the Tigers have won three of their last four, getting set for another tough one on Friday at home against a top five team in 4A in Atchison. Coach, good luck Friday. We appreciate it as always, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you.